Well, he has persuaded enough MPs from the party loyal to Thaksin Shinawatra to cross the floor in support of him. Those were people who used to belong to the People Power Party, which was disbanded a couple of weeks ago when a court decided that they had been guilty of vote buying at the last election last December. So the party was banned, and so was the Prime Minister. So that meant that then other parties could then try to form a coalition government, which is what he has done.
And what's been the reaction to his elevation to Prime Minister?
Well, on the streets outside Parliament, there were some protests. A couple of hundred people loyal to the Thaksin Shinawatra and his allies were outside Parliament, but and they did create some trouble. They were very angry. They threw rocks and hurled police barricades and laid siege to the place for a while, but we've seen nothing like the protests of their rivals, the People's Alliance for Democracy, who had they led siege to the airport last week and a couple of weeks ago, and so. There have been protests, but nothing like on the scale that we've seen before.
Abhisit is an economist. You mentioned the economic crisis facing Thailand, as elsewhere, of course. What are his plans for the Thai economy?
Well, he has said his key priorities are reviving the economy. In Thailand, exports and tourism are absolutely key to the economy, and these have been damaged by the political turmoil of months of the last months, partly image, partly the closure of the airport, which was extremely damaging to the tourism just at the start of the height of the tourist season now. Unclear what he actually will do for the economy. In fact, it's quite unclear beyond that what his policies are. They're very vague.
And what can you tell us about Abhisit the man? He was educated in Britain.
Indeed, he was born in Newcastle to both his parents are medical professors. He's from a wealthy Thai Chinese family. So after he was schooled in Eton, and then he went to Oxford where he studied politics, philosophy, and economics. Actually, while he was at Eton, he was a contemporary of Boris Johnson, and David Cameron, the Conservative leader, was a year below him.